The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Create, do, explore. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
I want to do one or two of these emails because there's some great stuff here. And it's this. I'll do one dreading Christmas and one other that I want to mention as well. So this one is from somebody who says, it starts for me in September when the Christmas cards appear in the shops, and my heart sinks when I think of another Christmas without my family. Today, while listening to your show, I heard a listener say that Christmas is a family time, and I wish this could be so for me. Both my children emigrated 11 years ago when the recession hit Ireland, and they had good degrees, but they couldn't find appropriate work here. And they've worked hard, they've built new lives for themselves at the other side of the world. Airfares, though, are expensive at this time of the year, and as they have their own children now, they could not notify or justify, rather, the cost of coming home for Christmas. My husband is unable to travel due to medical conditions, so we are home alone again this Christmas. I have to put on a brave face every Christmas Eve when they FaceTime me and I see the children arriving down to see what Santa brought. How I would love to be there with them and give them a big hug. Instead, though, I have to pretend that we are fine and we'll enjoy ourselves. I don't want them to feel guilty, especially when they have a very good quality of life now and times are good for them. I'm sorry for the rant, but happy Christmas. Signed, a broken-hearted mother. And the reason I'm reading that, and I'm going to read another one that's pretty a little bit sad, is because I just think it makes people who are in a similar situation feel like they're in a club, albeit a club they don't want to be in, but that they're not the only members of this place. And it's just trying to alleviate that sense of solitude by sharing these stories. So that's what I'm doing here. Another one that came in, it was a handwritten letter, the name's withheld for obvious reasons, says, I'd appreciate if you could share the following with your many listeners. They may be able to give us some advice on how to move forward in our dreadful situation. As a result of a fallout with our daughter, the punishment was to take our grandchildren away from us. We tried to discuss it with her, but we were not successful. 2 years on, we're still in this dreadful situation. We have discussed it with some close friends and family. We both have had many counselling sessions. We are aware this may have an emotional and psychological effect on our grandchildren. Why do parents do that to grandparents when they have so much to offer their children? We cannot speak out of fear for doing more damage to them. Signed, broken-hearted grandparents. And I'm reading that out because I do feel that people will have been through that and will have crossed those landmines in the family and may be able to offer a little advice on that to 51551, which we can then share on to that person and others in a similar situation. So a little flavour of the messages that and the emails have come into Ryan at RTE.ie in the last few days. All right, it's 9:26. Now, on the subject of the grandparents and the grandparents whose daughter is no longer talking to them and therefore they feel aggrieved because they can't have access to their grandchildren. And a text says, to those unhappy grandparents, your daughter is a loving and fiercely protective mother who must protect her own mental health by keeping away from you and must be trusted to know which people she feels happy to expose her children to. So take some personal responsibility. Your grandchildren are well loved. And your insinuation that she is somehow harming them by excluding you is very arrogant and very laden with blame. I trust her. I stand with brave mothers, says that text. Another says, the children are being used as pawns in the game by the selfish mother. It's very, very sad. Alan says, a word to grandparents broken from breakup with daughter. Write a letter outlining the hurt with the separation. It's a very powerful healer for the sender and maybe for the daughter. I've been there, he says. Deirdre says, it makes me angry to hear of parents taking their children out of the lives of their grandparents because of personal grievances. My children lost two absolutely wonderful grandparents when they're only little, and not a day goes by that I don't hurt for my children's loss. Children need as many people in their lives who love them like a grandparent or parent does. How dare you deprive them of that? No row is worth it. Cop on. One more, it says that we are in a similar situation to those grandparents following an altercation between two family members. It has been made very difficult for us to have contact with our grandsons, even though they only live 20 minutes away. As a result, we hardly know them and it breaks our hearts. It's desperately sad. And of course, Christmas only magnifies all of that.